Good morning, 6:21 a.m. on June the 6th, 2013, 6:13. It's a cool morning. It's quite a lovely morning. Clear, crisp. The picture this morning was sort of moody. I liked it. There's a low hugging ground fog that the sun was shining through, giving the trees and shrubs a kind of a backdrop, a glowing backdrop that turned them into shadow cutouts. It was quite lovely. So today is a writing day. It's also going to be a broken up, horrible, screwed up day. Yeah, 16:47 for the first mile. Not a great first mile. 17 minutes, but after yesterday's trek, I probably should have expected it. I also wasn't pushing really hard today. There were only a couple of songs that had the right beat for walking. At least the right beat for walking fast. So it really does have an effect. Writing. I've already got 500 words under my belt this morning. I got up around 5, had a cup of coffee, caught up with Gmail, and started grinding. So 500 words down. I really need to have a huge day today. Unfortunately, I'm not going to get a chance to have a huge day today. Unless I stay up very late tonight. I was thinking about it. I was very close to actually staying up last night and working through the night because perhaps being nocturnal, removing all of the outside influences that tend to interrupt my flow might be a way to deal with that. Having an office that I go to, which is the most commonly recommended solution for me, actually wouldn't work. I've thought a lot about it, but the problem is that my wife will text me. She will get me on GTalk. If I don't respond in chat, she'll text my phone. If I don't respond to the text, she will call me. So one way or another, she's going to interrupt me through the day, several times generally, and that won't matter where I am. So I just have to figure out how to cope with it as best I can. Today is going to be pretty horrible in terms of concentrated writing. So perhaps that will spur me into making the most of the time that I do have. I've got at least 2 trips out. Take a kid up to school. Retrieve the kid from school. I've got to take elder daughter over to Department of Motor Vehicles for her learner permit. She's going to want to go out and drive after that, assuming she actually gets the permit, which will take up more time. And we still have the issue with the cable. It's actually degrading slightly. We had fewer channels last night than the night before. And Comcast still hasn't called back, so I'm going to have to call them a third time. I also need to call the tree pruning people, the landscape folks, and have them come bring their big shredder. And I also have to find a contractor who can patch the flicker hole in the side of the chimney. So I have a lot of things that don't have anything to do with my work, but because I'm the one at home, I'm going to get stuck with them. I also need to do something about the lawn. I didn't mow it yesterday because it was raining, and today everything is still soggy. It's also irrigation day, so the sprinklers were running early this morning. I could shut them off and perhaps mow later in the day. Or wait and mow tomorrow when everything's had a chance to sort of saturate and dry out a bit. Tedious. Tedious. All this stuff that's distracting me. I was going to say gets in the way, but it's the distraction of it all that gets in the way. It's not the actual tasks themselves. I have to remember to stop whatever it is that I'm doing at some point in time and go take care of something that has nothing to do with what I'm doing. And then try to pick up the loose strands and get things moving again. Now, when I think back to the Oregon workshop, that was nothing like what we had to deal with in Oregon. In Oregon, it was the only thing we had to deal with was writing and writing-associated activities. So, yeah, I had to go find a meal once in a while. But the beauty of that was that they gave us a meal once a day. And tracking down places to eat was never an issue. I literally ate two meals a day while I was there. And it was a huge breakfast, and I made up for any shortfalls during the evening meal. But there were no distractions. There were none of these, oh, hi, I'm bored at work, entertain me, kinds of text messages. There were none of these, can we go to the grocery store because I need junk food. Next time you go to the store, we need more soda. Yeah, put it on the list. There's a list in the kitchen. Just write what you want on the list. And when I go to the store, I'll take the list and I'll get whatever's on the list. Well, when do you think you might go? And they wonder why I get testy. You know, it's like, I'm not angry with you. I'm frustrated. My younger daughter made a comment, not last night, but the night before, about having rice for dinner. And I alternate between, you know, I have mashed potatoes one night, sweet potatoes one night, rice a couple nights. I do rice because rice is easy and it doesn't require a lot of pre-planning or timing. I can put rice in, set it to cook, and when the pot boils, shut off the burner and go about preparing the rest of the meal and not worry about what else I might have to do to the rice in order to have it ready to eat. At the same time, the rest of the meal is ready to go. The same way I deal with vegetables. We eat a lot of green beans, canned green beans. And the reason is that every time I offer something other than canned green beans, I get some kid, one kid or the other, oh, I don't like that. So they don't really like salad because they don't like tomatoes. One doesn't like tomatoes, the other doesn't like cucumbers. So salad is lettuce. And I have to have the right dressing in the house or they won't eat it at all. Yellow vegetables like carrots require so much preparation time, peeling and boiling and whatever, that I need to start dinner at 3 o'clock, not 4 o'clock, in order to have things ready to go on time. That's an hour out of my day. It's an hour out of my writing time to prepare a meal. So as a result, they will eat green beans. They will eat canned green beans. They won't eat frozen green beans. They won't eat fresh green beans. They have to be canned green beans. Or broccoli. They've got to the point now where they will eat broccoli. Broccoli's good because I can steam broccoli. It doesn't take a lot of time for prep. And it doesn't take a lot of time to cook. Now, a lot of times when I grill stuff, I have a serious grill habit. I like most of my various kinds of meats cooked over fire. So from this point forward in the season, I'll pretty much cook, except for chili, which I still cook on the stove. Most of the stuff I cook will be in the grill. So I have to stop whatever I'm doing around 4:30 and start the fire. And on those nights, you know, there's not a big problem having mashed potatoes because I'm waiting for the fire, I'm keeping an eye on stuff, and I'm already stopped, so it's okay. And quite frequently we'll have mashed potatoes there. But if I'm running late, if I've gotten engaged in whatever it was that I was doing, and too frequently it's not really work, then it's like, oh, it's 4:30, crap, we've got to get dinner going. We eat dinner early. We're definitely a blue-collar style family where the end of the workday at 5 o'clock marks the beginning of the dinner hour. We're not a family that dines at 6 or 7 in the evening. I know that there are families that do that. I really don't know how common it is. I call it a blue-collar pattern because I see it most frequently in those people that I know who are engaged in blue-collar activities. I didn't see it, for example, as common among the academics. And most of the artist types that I know of, I dine late in the day, very late, early in the evening. They also go until midnight. I'm an early to bed, early to rise guy. Although, I have to say, there was a point in my life, and perhaps I need to rekindle it. There's a point in my life where the best work I did was between midnight and 3 a.m. There's a reason my younger daughter is almost nocturnal. And I wonder if I shouldn't follow her footsteps, follow her lead, and shift my day to evening. Because once everybody's abed, once everybody's asleep, there's many fewer distractions. There's much less going on. I have to be quiet. They're sleeping. And quiet is serious in my house. If you take a glass out of the cupboard and place it on the counter in the kitchen, you're likely to hear about the noise you were making thrashing around out there while people were trying to sleep. It ill behooves one to give the refrigerator door a nudge and let it funk closed on its own. It's an interesting issue. I also have an interesting issue in my house. I don't know if I've talked about this before. My wife's family of origin are talkers. They have to talk. They have to talk all the time. Everybody has to be talking to everybody else all the time. You have to be saying something. Because if people are quiet, if somebody is silent, that person is mad. Person is angry. Person is upset about something. Because they're not talking. Because this mindless magpie chatter is normal for their household. And I call it mindless magpie chatter because in my household, the only time people talked was when they were in trouble. So you are either talking, if you did a lot of talking, you got in trouble as a kid. And if you were an adult and you talked, it was because you were mad at somebody. So those times of rest and peace are those times, for example, on a Sunday morning where you are quietly reading the funny paper and you can hear the pot of potatoes simmering on the kitchen stove, the coffee pot burbling as it percolates a new pot of coffee. What you did not hear was people speaking. You did not hear people talking. People did not talk in my household unless there was damn good and serious reason to do so. As you can imagine, as we've raised our own kids, as we've built our own family and created a new family of origin for them, my kids are confused as hell. Because my wife wants me to talk all the time. She wants me to talk. It's difficult because it's hard to get a word in edgewise, but it's also difficult because I really don't have that much I want to talk about. Even finding things to chat about here in the morning is somewhat of a push goal for me. It's something of a stretch to find a half an hour's worth of rumination to talk about. It's not that I'm not thinking about stuff. It's just that most of it isn't stuff I'm willing to share, I want to share, or need to share, or care about sharing. And by not doing that, of course, that sends a very clear message to my wife that I'm angry all the time, every day, always, because I'm not speaking. So even after 30 years, it's been 35 years we've been together, that I'm perfectly willing to have her talk. I'm perfectly willing to have her talk nonstop. I'm perfectly willing to have her talk nonstop because it becomes sort of like the furnace noise. It's a background hum. It's not something that you really pay attention to. It's just something that's always there. And it gets me in trouble because she'll ask me a question and then expect me to answer because she's expecting me to pick out over the course of the last 3 hours of her talking to her computer and talking to the cats and talking to her dolls and talking to the kids and talking to the computer, talking back to the television, talking to her iPad, talking to the cats again. That one statement that was addressed to me. And because I don't track that closely, my hearing must be deficient. So it's a bit of a frustration for me. I'm sure it's a terrible frustration for her. It drives her absolutely bonkers. Fortunately, I don't really have a good answer. But we'll soldier on, see what we can do. Oh God, that lawn is so long now. Coming up on the corner here, we should be hearing from Endomondo soon. But yeah, wow. It's good because the seed heads are ripening, which means we'll get some extra grass seed dropped down. It's bad because it looks bad. It looks kind of shaggy, and my wife is one who's definitely into appearance. Well, 18 minute second mile, that's not terrible, but it's not great. But at least I was out. I was up, I was moving. And I'll try to remember to post this morning and not wait until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So, with that, tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.